Hi. The trial concerning George Floyd's death and the four defendants accused of his murder is set to begin on March 8th of next year. This trial will obviously happen during a pandemic, and a special courtroom is currently being constructed on the 18th floor of the government center in order to accommodate all of the people and social distancing. This courtroom will have to be big enough to hold all of the defendants and their attorneys, the prosecution team, courtroom staff, sheriff's deputies, and of course the jury, 12 people and four alternates. Now, the judge has already stated back in his November 4th ruling that there will be little, if any, room left for people from the public to watch or family members of George Floyd or the defendants. So this courtroom may have only the people who are involved in the trial and no one else, which is quite different from any other jury trial. Most criminal jury trials have people in the courtroom, family members of the victim or the defense, and people who are just watching the trial. But in this case, that probably won't happen, which will definitely have an effect on the jury. I've been doing this since 1989, 31 years, and I've had many, many trials. And I can tell you, juries are very observant of what happens in that courtroom. Think of trials as legal theater. You have the players, prosecution and defense, and you have the audience, the jury. And that jury always looks to see who's coming in and out of the courtroom, who's sitting behind the prosecutor, who's sitting behind the defense, who's paying attention, who's not, who's angry, who's sad, who's happy, who's laughing, who's smirking. They watch everything. And it's not that they decide cases on that, it's just part of the human endeavor of seeing what's happening as the trial is going on in that courtroom. And to have a courtroom that pretty much is empty, except for the actual players, will definitely be a different type of trial.